This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. A landmark trial begins today in a long simmering case involving the NCAA. A federal judge will consider whether college athletes should get a cut of the money schools make from broadcast rights and merchandise, Marketplace's Annie Baxter reports.
The lawsuit against the NCAA strikes at the heart of the organization's amateurism rules. Under the rules, current and former student-athletes cannot profit from colleges' use of their names, images, and likenesses.
The plaintiffs would say these rules are not essential to college sports, that they actually lead to exploitation of student-athletes.
Michael McCann is a sports law expert at the University of New Hampshire. He says the class action suit against the NCAA aims to give football players and men's basketball players a cut of the billions of dollars in revenue they help generate. They're the reason schools bring in big money from television rights. Mark Conrad, a sports law expert at Fordham University, expects the NCAA will argue that not all schools can afford to share revenue with students. He says only a few programs have major media deals.
Most schools, even though they derive revenues from the system, they have to spend it. And athletic departments are very expensive to run.
Some of their biggest costs? Coaches' salaries. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.